Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Delaney speaking to you from Yankee Stadium in New York, where this afternoon the Yankees and the Orioles conclude their two-game series. The Yankees winning the first two games and trying for the sweep today. They'll send Jim Coates to the mound. Coates pitched opening day for the Yankees and beat the Boston Red Sox. He'll be opposed by Bill Fisher of the Baltimore Orioles. Weather-wise, the weather has cleared off after a cloudy morning. Thunder showers overnight. The temperature in the 50s. But the sun is coming through the high sky. And it would appear that we're going to have a pleasant afternoon for the baseball game. Red Barber is at the controls. We'll be picking him up in just a moment. Coach swings into the windup. And here is the first pitch of the ball game. It's way outside, ball one.
Mantle is in center field, but when he first came out onto the field, it was a question whether he could play or not. You remember yesterday he put a foul down on his right foot, and his right toe is swollen and quite painful. Coach delivers for a called strike. That's good. One and one. When Mickey came out on the bench, he said to Casey, I don't think I can do it, but I want to go out and see if I can loosen it up. Casey said, well, all right, if you can play, fine. If not, I'll have somebody out there. So Mickey ran around and found that he could stand the pressure, and he's going. 1-1 pitch is a curve, swung on and missed. Looking on the outside, reading, I think, winced after he swung, realizing he went after a bad pitch. One ball, two strikes. Coach is 1-0 this year, and he was 6-1 last year, which he started his second season with the Yankees. And they put a very high value on him. He's a 6-foot whip court like right hander. Deals. Ball strike three. There was a slider that took the outside corner of the plate. And Breeding has started looking. And now we've got Al Palacic, who is in center field. He's got the left hand batter in against this right hander. Casey had started left handed the first two games, and Tashby was in center. Richard will put Jackie Brandt back in center field. It's his present thinking when Brandt's full leg is well and he is able to move. One out, nobody on, just this sort of thing. Velocic, the left-hand hitter, is pinch hitting both of the previous games. Takes the pitch low inside, ball one. Velocic is 2-for-3 this season. Sound is in first base, Richardson is second, two back at short, and it is good to see that McDougal has recovered from his intestinal virus and is back at third. Lopez, who's doing an excellent job out and left, is there. Mantle in center, sore foot and all, and Bella is in right. This is Yogi's first game. That's a swinging foul. 1-1. Yogi was the first to get this virus. He missed the series at Boston and missed the first two games here. And then with Maris having a skinned shin and also a sprained ankle on that play going into second base yesterday, Yogi goes to right. Of course, he's been in and out of the outfield. In fact, he first came to the Yankees as an outfield, if you'll recall. He was converted to a catcher. 1-1 pitch is a change of pace, high outside. Ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Washington will be in here. No, the Red Sox will be in here Tuesday. Washington will be in here Wednesday. Single games each. The single field that Gabler will go for in Tuesday and probably Ford Wednesday. Pitch is just too low. Ball three. 3-1. Frank Umont calling balls and strikes behind the plate. This is the fellow that used to play in the line for the football Giants. Cal Zellman is at first. Charlie Berry, former Major League catcher, is at second, and Larry Knapp is at third. The 3-1 pitch swung on foul back. Speaking of the athletic background of these umpires, Larry Knapp is one of the big-time fight referees in the off-season, and during World War II, he was an instructor in judo. He's quite an athlete. And Drummond is new. I'll have to look him up and find out. Two strikes. One out. Nobody on. No score. start of the ball game. The pitch is swung on and hit down toward the right field corner. Ball is going over close to the wall, and the ball is in there for a home run. Well, Bella got the run, and that's all. Velasic is also running. He's around third. And running his home run home, he's at the plate, and it is 1-0 in favor of the Orioles. Well, our good friend Bob Fischel, in his notes, made a point that Yankee pitchers have not given up a home run since the 8th inning on April 19, a total of 37 in the 3rd inning. So, and throw that one away. 1-0, Baltimore. And here is Jackie Brand, right-hand hitter. Looking for his first hit at the stadium. Takes an inside pitch. Ball one. Pitch is a curve swung on and missed. I said Bob Fischel sent that note over. Now, maybe it was Pete Collison, our statistician. Let's find out whose note it was. Mr. Collison said that was his note. And it's past tense now. Curve ball over for call, strike two. 1-2. I think Pete feels rather badly about it. I think he regrets he wrote the note. He said he's not going to write anymore like that. Pete, I don't think you had a thing to do with Coach throwing the ball or Pulaski swinging at it. You go ahead with your note. Grant cuts on a curve. Foul tips it. 1-2. That's one thing I don't have any stock here. That so-called hoodoo business about jinxing anything. For goodness sake. You can sit down there at your typewriter in the press room, boy, and you can influence where that baseball goes. You can make a lot more money on the bench with singles than you can up here with Alan Rizzuto and Barber. One ball and two strikes. Brandt wearing number 7 for the Birds. Outfield is shading in toward last. Cook delivers into the dirt. He tried to pull the string and pulled it too much. Right, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Breeze is coming in from center field. Pitch is swung on and missed. He threw him a quick curveball, and he kicked it foul. Howard held it. So, two out. Both strikeouts. So now we have Gene Woodling. Gene is hitting 333, 6-18. Richardson. And the third inning really robbed him of a base hit yesterday. Outfield very much toward right. Infield is deep on the right side and overshifted toward first. Change of pace is low inside. Ball one. 1-0. Two down. 1-0 Baltimore. Velasic a home run. Like what, about 5 feet fair inside right field corner. A call strike. There was a slider on the inside under the belt. 1-1. Got a good crowd on hand. This Baltimore ball club will be an exciting team to watch increasingly as our young players develop. Change of pace is low outside. Ball two. Manager Richards is going to starting today. His next, well, his 5 starting pitchers in the line will be 22 or younger. 22 or younger. Well, that's great that you've got those young arms, huh? The Yankees have got some this year, too. 2-1 pitch is low inside. Ball 3, third ball. The young Yankee pitcher's coach. Last year was his first year up. A very sound impression. You know what Stengel thinks of him. He had him as his opening day pitcher Tuesday at the Boston. 3-1 delivery. High. Ball 4. And Woodling, who is a tough fellow to pitch to, Walks off to first base, and now we have Jim Gentile. He's a big fella from San Francisco. He's 6'4", 215 pounds. He's been around professional ball club since 1952 when he started out at Santa Barbara. He was formerly in the Dodger organization. Takes a pitch high inside, ball one. He played with Los Angeles in 12 ball games in 58. Last year at St. Paul, he hit 288, added in 87 runs. Hitting 364 this year. He's 4 for 11. Two down, willing at first. Fast ball high outside, ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Two out. Taking the sign from Howard. Elston caught every Yankee game this year. Pitch is hung on, and the bat goes all the way back to first base. Oh, he took a touch, didn't touch the ball, missed it completely, and the bat went all the way to the stands and back to first base. Woo! He's going back over to see this a rag that has been saturated in some sort of gummy solution. Ted Williams started that a few years ago in the league, and some other fellows have picked it up. Gentile going over to dry his hands. And two balls, one strike. Tomasik homered here in the first inning. 1-0 Baltimore. Withing with a base on balls, two out at the first base. I say this to Gentile, is back up there. He sure just had himself a swing. Pitch delivers, and Gentile swings again. Went up the low inside curve. He missed the ball again, but he held the bat this time. Turn to. We just received a note from Bob Fischel that Joe Soares, trainer in the Yankee system since 1951, who's a trainer at Richmond, is coming into the stadium to fill in for Gus Martz while he is hospitalized and recuperating. Has a high, high pop-up up by second base. Tony Kubek is claiming the ball, and he has it. That one was way up there. So it is one run on one hit. That's the home run by Pulaski, and the score at the end of half an inning. Baltimore 1 and New York nothing.
The sound of a lubrication gun. And that's battery terminals being sprayed against corrosion. Sounds like floor mats and upholstery being swept clean. What's going on? An Atlantic Safety Service lubrication is going on. And most of the sounds you hear are extra services, bonus features from your Atlantic dealer. Like emptying crammed ashtrays, for instance. Or lubricating sticky door latches. Or checking tires for pressure as well as cuts and bruises. It all starts with a thorough lubrication based on the latest specification for your car. And then keeps right on going with extra bonus features. Ask for it by name. Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication.
first inning. Bobby Richardson, Hector Lopez, Mickey Mantle. Ralph Howe coaching down at first. Frank Crisetti coaching at third. And Jack Fisher puts the first pitch right over there for a called strike. Fisher's 1-1 this year. This is his third time out. He's one of Paul Richards' fine young strong arms. Richardson swings and hits the ball into short right center for a base hit. In for a single. It was sort of a high line drive. Not a true one. Bobby's on, base hit. And we have Hector Lopez stepping in. Fisher is from Frostburg, Maryland. Just 21. He's 6'2", 205 pounds. He's had pretty good experience. He was with Knoxville in 57, again in 58. Got up to Baltimore in 59 for 27 games. And last year was at Miami part of the time, 12 games. His first pitch to Lopez is over, first strike. Outfield around toward left. Lopez hitting 222. Infield is halfway in. That's Gentile at first base. Breeding at second. Hanson at short. Robinson at third. Curveball is inside. Ball one. 1-1. Big Triandos got the tools on back of the plate today. Whipping is in left field. Center fielder is Kolasik, who has accounted for the game's only tally with his home run earlier this first inning. Now in right field is Jackie Brandt. 1-1 pitch. Curve swung on. Hit into right field. And Richardson is down at second and holds on Brandt's arm. Brandt threw out Lopez at the plate yesterday, and the Yankees learned about his arm very rudely. So, Lopez with a curve into right, and it just paddles to the plate. Now he's runners at first and second. Deep around toward right. Mickey hitting 286. Holds up on a low inside breaking ball. Ball one. Battle 4 for 14. Pitch is the fastball low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Pitcher with man at first and second. Nobody out. Delivers a call strike. He gets the inside nick of the plate. Mantle looking back at Umar, visiting with him a little bit. Mickey thought the ball was inside. Umar said no. It bit it. All right, 2-1. Pitch is a called second strike. He's thrown a little bit off the fastball to the outside. All right, 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Outside. Ball three, full count, 3-2. Fisher is about to get one foot in the pickle bat, if he's not careful. 3-2 with Mantle. Richardson and Lopez, the singles, second and first. Bella waiting on deck for his first at bat. Fisher pitch. Low and bad ball four. And Fisher comes down off the mound, kicking on the call. The Andros talking to Umont. Now, bases are loaded. Two singles, followed by a walk to Mickey. There's Bella, who has not been up this year. We're speaking now, of course, of the regulation season. If he had an excellent spring. And because he was in such good condition this spring, Stengel wasn't too perturbed about Yogi missing the first five games. Now, outfield toward right, infield up a step. Yogi swinging, fouls an inside curve off. Strike one. Three men on, nobody out. And they are starting to star in back of left center field in the Vistas bullpen. Strike one to Barra. Pitcher pumps. Deals. The change of pace. And Yogi lines it in the center for a base hit. Here is Richardson coming in. Here is Lopez coming in. Mano cruises to third. Yogi holds it first. And he produced his two runs with a base hit on his first at bat of the year. Gordon Jones has got up in the bullpen for Baltimore to start warming up, and he's wasting no time. Well, Mr. Barra has got the season underway for himself. Line single to center. Two runs batted in. It is now a 2-1 ball game. Three hits to no errors for New York. One run, one hit, no errors for Baltimore. The batter is Bill Scarron. And the Moose has had a hot bat. He had it all spring, and even hotter when once they lifted the curtain. He's hitting 500, 10 for 20. Batted in six. You got a chance to bat in some more right here with men at first and third. Moose swinging fouls it into the third deck behind first base. One ball, one strike. It's a base hit in the right field between first and second. In comes Marlowe, and here's Barra headed for third base. Goes in there ahead of the throw. And Scarron comes up with his 11th hit, drives in his 7th run, and it is 3-1 in favor of New York. The Yankee ball club has come alive once the regular season started, hasn't it? So a single to right for Scarron. Runners are still at first and third. Dougal, and Lumen Harris is walking out to the mound. He usually carries the letter edge in black. So Fisher has been unable to get anybody out. Harris is standing out there talking with Fisher and with Priyandrich. It may be that he's just killing time to let Gordon Jones get a couple more throws and out there at the bullpen. Of course, it could be that Harris is going to leave him in. I don't know. Yes, they're going to stay with him. So Lumen is going back alone into the dugout. Fisher steps up on the rubber. Sando settles down to give the sign. Dougal, right-hand batter, up there. It is 3-1 now in favor of the Yankees. A curve is over for a strike. McDougal hitting 308. He was 4 for 13 up at Boston, including a home run. Curve swung on and lined inside third base. The left field corner. Base hit. Ballas coming in with a fourth run. The Moose is going into third base standing, and it's a double for McDougal. So it is 4-1, New York. Nobody out. McDougal line the ball inside third and down in the left field corner. And here is Harris coming out again.
And of course, under the American League rule, if you come out a second time, you must remove the pitcher. So Bauer has counted. It is 4-1, New York. And 5 hits and a base on ball. That's what's happened so far in the last of the first inning. So Harris has the ball. We'll probably dismiss Fisher and let him go on in. They're waiting for the man to come out of the bullpen and back to left center field. Well, this will give us a chance. Run down what's going to be happening here at baseball's great ballpark, Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox will be in Tuesday for a single game. Washington will be in Wednesday for a single game. Then the Yankees go down for the weekend to Baltimore. And they come back, and it's the first swing through the Western Club. There's the man coming out of left field now. Detroit comes in on Tuesday the 3rd. And that's the two-game series with the Bengals. It's K-Line, Colavito, and company. The 3rd and 4th, Tuesday and Wednesday of May. And then Kansas City is in Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. And Saturday, the 7th of May, will be the first latest day of the season. The White Sox are in for one game and one day. That is Sunday, May 8th. That'll be a big one. Defending tournament winners. The first night game of the season is with the Cleveland Indians on Tuesday, the 10th. And the Cleveland series is a three-game one with afternoon games Wednesday and Thursday, May 11th and 12th. And then the Yankees go to Washington, make their first swing to the West, and be back at the end of the month. Gordon Jones is taking over. The fellow used to be over in the National League. He won 8 and lost 12 over there. And he relieved on the 21st at Washington. Put the name wasn't scored upon. So this is his second relief attempt. He's 6 feet, 190 pounds. Gordon Jones. He's quite an experienced fellow. He started on professional ball in 49 with Fresno. He was in the St. Louis organization, got up with the Cardinals for part of 54, 55, part of 56. Then got over with the Giants. With them in 11 ball games in 58, and last year was 31 ball games. And he came along in the deal with Brandt for Odell and Lowe's. Gordon Jones. Well, Fisher gets no one out but himself. He really had a rough time, this young man. Richardson and Lopez open with singles. Mantle walked with the bases loaded. Barra tapped a single for 2 runs. Darren singled to the right for another one. McDougal has just doubled. So it is a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Yankees. Austin Howard is the hitter and the starting catcher all season. Down is at third, McDougal at second. The infield is up. Outfield toward left, and Howard hits to the right field corner. It's a safe player. It's a home run inside the foul pole. 7-1. In the pod, the Yankees have banged 7. And there's a little bit of a story about Howard's home run. When he came on the bench today, Casey said, Elston, why don't you take a shot at right field? You've been trying too hard to pull. Well, that's what I heard. That's what I just saw. That's all I know about it. Mr. Jones got warmly greeted. The first 6 runs are charged to the young starter, Jack Fisher. Howard's home run is charged, of course, to Jones. And now here is Kubek, the 8th man up. Outfield toward right. Jones, the right-hander, delivers inside under the hands. Ball one. Well, that's a lot of runs before you give up an out, you know it. Pitch
is swung on. There's a ball hit toward right field. It is back, and it's a home run. Well. Hit the home run. That follows right on the heels of Howard's, and it is now 8-1 in favor of the Yankees, and they still haven't given up an out. And here is Jim Coates, and he is the beneficiary of all this. These runs are all his. 8-1 in favor of the Yankees. Pete Callison's in the record book to see if this is the record for the most runs scored if anybody's out. If there's anything like that, I don't know. This is what you call starting off in high gear. Jones delivers, and the pitch is over. Took a little off the fastball for a foul strike. So Jones has come in to relieve, pitched to two men, giving up two home runs. Pitch is a curve over for foul strike two. Coach the pitcher's up. He's one for three. Well, here's the record. The Yankees have tied the American League record, but they're too short of the National League record for the most runs started the game with none out. In 1911, the Giants, against the Cardinals, made 10 runs before they gave up an out. That's the Major League record. The American League record was in 54, the Indians against the Orioles made 8 runs before a man is out. Well, gee, I guess Baltimore to feel shell-shocked. This is the second time it's happened to them. Coach swings and misses, strike three. So, the Yankees tie the American League record. And this is the second time since Baltimore came back into the Major League that the Orioles have had an opposing ball club make 8 runs before giving up an out.
On the radio dial, this is WOKO, Albany, New York. The current temperature is 64 degrees, 24 minutes before 3.
Curve over for a called strike. Gordon Jones. Outfield is shading Bobby. Around to left. He has 4 for 20 now. Pitch is low inside, ball one. One pitch. A chair that Richardson checks his swing on is low outside, ball two. 2-1. One strike. Pitch is swung on as a high foul ball straight out to center field. Colossic camped under it. He has it. Okay, we have two men out. Well, that's a fact. The Yankees just made 8 runs before giving up an out, and they have taken a rather commanding early lead, 8-1. There's Hector Lopez. Pitches and an inside curve. We saw Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese, who is his new broadcasting partner this year on one of the network game of the day. That's the coverage which is to minor league parts of the country. It has to take school from major league areas. There's a bounce ball back to the mound. And John throws over to first, and Lopez is a fire. The Yankees send 11 men to the plate, and they scored 8 of them before a man was out. 8 runs. 7 hits, base on ball, no errors, nobody left. So at the end of the first inning, it is 8-1 in favor of New York. Now, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Buell versus Haddock, and it is 1-0 in favor of the Pirates, into 2. San Francisco to Chicago, Odell versus Anderson, and Willie Mays has hit a home run for the Giants in the first inning, and the Pirate is still batting.
Los Angeles at St. Louis, Padres versus Miller. This one is 8-1 in favor of the Yankees. And here is Brooks Robinson, the young, able third baseman. Jim Coates is a rich man now with a 7-run lead. His second start. He won opening day at Boston. Pitches. Go outside. Ball one. Coates pitching, Howard catching. He's been a catcher all the season. Cowan at first. Richardson is at second. Kubek is at short. And McDougal is at third. Lopez in left. Maddle. Friday four. Bruce Spitters in center. And Burris in right. There's a high top fly out to left center field. Maddle is coming on. Coming on. And he has it. Roger Maris is unable to play. And sliding into second base to pick up a double play. He not only skinned his left shin, but he also wiped his fingers, I think. And Singer was saying that he should have taken him out right then, but he let him play a couple of innings too long yesterday. Sandoz, big right-hand batter, takes a ball strike. Puts third in just above the knees. Robinson went up there at 190. Sandoz is up there now at 214. One out, inning two. Curve into the dirt, go outside. One and one. Pitch, swung on, grounded, foul. Outside third, Coughlin, third base coach, Lemon Harris makes the stop. Puts the ball over to McDougal. Really opened up with a blast, didn't he? 1-2 pitch to the fastball swung on, and it's a high pop up into short left field. The shortstop, Kubek, is out. He's under it. And he has it. So we have two down. I think you just tuned in. Here's the way the Yankees started the ball game. Richardson singled to right center. Lopez singled into right. Maddle walked to fill the bases. Bell on his first at bat of the season singled to knock in two. Cowan singled to knock in one more. McDougal doubled inside third base to knock in another one, and that caused the removal of the starting pitcher, Jack Fisher. Gordon Jones came on, and Howard promptly homered to right inside the pole, and then Kubek followed with a home run. Eight out men, just like that. Hanson, a tall right-hand hitter, is a shortstop. It's a curveball to outside, ball one. Jim Coates operating with its 8-1 lead. They're not playing Hanson to full. He swings at a fastball, one and one. Mantle is pretty well over toward right center. Ball is a little bit back toward the line. Now, Yogi has quite a sense of humor. When he was told that he was going to be the right fielder, he said, all right. And then Mantle said, well, I don't know whether I can play or not. I got this bad foot. Backball inside. Ball two. And Yogi says, oh, you can play all right. He says, I tell him what's the territory out there anyhow. Well, make you laugh. I think you felt better immediately. Two one pitch is swung on and missed. Lays that in there. 2-2. Pitch throws the ball hard. 8-1. David New York. 2-2 pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball into left field. Lopez is under it. Under it. Behind it. Coming across. Three pop-ups approach this fastball, and the score at the end of an inning and a half. The Yankees 8 and the Orioles 1. Well, here we go. Last half of the second inning. Yankees leading 8-1 after tying an American League record and scoring 8 runs before giving up an out. First inning. And here is Maddle, who walked in the first inning.
his walk, which was mixed in with seven hits, the last two home runs by Howard and Kubek. Relief pitch to Jones, the right-handed delivers, and Mantle hitting left-handed takes low inside, ball one. 1-0. That feels very much Bud Wright. Mickey swings at a high drive, deep to center field. Blocks are going back, and it's over his head and against the wall. Did he hit it? He hit that ball just to the right of the 461-foot mark. I would say it must have been about 455 feet that ball carried. And on a very short hop, it was right up against the wall. Velasquez just had no chance of overtaking that one. Boy, the New York bats have come alive. Now we've got the redoubtable Mr. Bella, who on his first appearance of the season singled to knock in two runs in the first inning. The infield is up. Mickey's at third. 8-1 New York. A curveball is over. First strike to York. He's batting 1,000 right now. Now when Mantle hits that ball, it really goes. And he hits them so high you have an adequate opportunity of watching it. Pitch is a curve into the dirt. Low inside and a nice save by Triando. Ball and a strike. A couple of days ago, Mantle scored his 1,000th run as a Yankee, so he's now working on his 2,000th. Bella takes a curve, low inside again, ball two. 2-1. One strike. Swings is another base hit. He's still hitting 1,000. He hits this one to left field. Mantle scores to make it 8-1. Bella's on his way for second base. He's going to be close. He just makes it. He slid around back to the second baseman. It's a double into left field for Yogi. So, the Yankees' bats continue booming. Mantle scored for the second time. Bella's now batted in three. The first six runs are off starter Jack Fisher. The next three off relief man Jones. And it is 9-9 and 0 for New York. 9 runs and 9 hits. No error. And here's the Moose. We've got Barrett to pick up one at second. Darren singled to right field in that 8-run first inning before a man was retired. The general manager of the New York Yankees, George White, who's not been feeling well lately. And I imagine that what is happening today as he gets the news is just exactly the ideal medicine. Okay, down up, swings and has a high drive to deep left center field. Palacio going back, Barrett tried to second base. Kolasic makes the catch way out yonder, and Bella is on his way over to third and makes it easily, standing up. So Skarin is out. One down. Bella now at third base, and the hitter is McDougal. We've got a line double between the third baseman and third base itself, and down in the left and down into the left field corner in the first inning. Left. Infield a little more than halfway up for the runner at third. Pitch is outside. Ball one. 1-0. Triandos trudges out to the mound. Got there talking with Jones. The general rule when a catcher goes out after a pitch, probably a sign has been misinterpreted. 9-1, favor of the Yankees. Pitch the curve swung on. There's a high fly ball into fairly short left center. The shortstop is back. Bella can't come in to score after the catch by shortstop Hampton. So we have two out. Yoga's still 90 feet away from the plate. And here's Howard. He'll hit the ball just inside the right field pole for a home run in the first inning. Pitch swung on. Howard hit the line drive to set up. Palacio going back. And the ball sails over his head. It's going to the wall. Howard may try and come all the way in. He's a second base now. The ball is picked up, thrown in. And they're going to stop him at third base.
Boy, he hit a high clothesline. That as Palacio kept going back, the ball just rolled. It took a second flight. And it's a big stinging triple for Howard, and it is now 10-1. As this goes down, so Howard suddenly breaks loose. As do the Yankees, right on up and down the list. Bella's going for the second time. Howard's second hit is fourth RBI. And Lumen Harris is walking out to the mound to talk to his relief pitcher. Tony Kubek, who homered in the first inning, is waiting to be the next batter. Two men are out. And the Yankees continue on this rampage. They're now leading 10-1. Here in the second inning, a triple by Mantle, a double by Bella, a long fly ball by Scowen. And after the pop by McDougal, then this line triple by Howard. See, Harris is still talking to Jones and Triandos, and played on by Umart is moving out there now to say, come on, make up your mind. And they're leaving him in. At this point, you might say that Jones has become expendable. All right, here's Kubek. Howard leading down off third. I guess he feels this is New Year's Day with these two big base hits. Kubek hit the home run in the first inning for the eighth run. Swings and hits this one back toward right field, and it is in there again. Successive home run, and it is now a 12-1 ball game. And here is Jim Coates, who's about the richest man in New York right now with an 11-run lead. And if you don't think pitchers don't think that way, you've got another thought coming. Back there, back toward right. Coates takes a strike. Nothing in one. Well, Tony didn't waste any time. He laced it and got it just inside the foul pole. The Yankees have been sharp shooting today. Strike one pitch is swung on, fouled off. Strike two. Coach went after a curve. Right, 12-1, New York. And two out, last of the second inning. This is going to be quite some news around the whole league. Yankee ball club hitting that ball. It will be noted in six other places. Pitch high inside, out of his ball one. Coach had the ball down away from the pitch. Gets up, lifts off his suit. That seemed to be a curve ball. It got too high. Inside. One, two pitches. Just inside, ball two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Curve swung on and missed. Trying to stop the ball and just picked it up and back close to his fan there. So Jim is struck out. And
run for the Yankees in the last half of the second inning. 1, 2, 3, 4 runs. Four hits. All out of the next base. At the end of 2 innings then, the Yankees, 12 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. The Orioles, 1 run, 1 hit, and no errors.
Well, the carnage continues here at Yankee Stadium as the Yankees, who confused everybody during spring training by not looking like a winning ball club, have since opening day performed like the Yankees of old, and today like the most powerful Yankees of old. Phil Rizzuto was just over here. We were visiting a moment, talking about Tony Kubek, and he said just during spring training, he said, I think Kubek has finally learned how to hit that inside pitch, and he may hit a lot more home runs. Well, Tony has hit 2 inside pitches very neatly into the right field corner. It's 12-1 New York as we go to the top of the third. Bob Boyd is batting. And the first pitch is ball one outside. Let's pick up Red Barber.
Left hand batter. He can give you trouble up there at the plate. Pitch a strike. 1-1. He is a very supple athlete. Has tremendously quick hands. Ted Williams says that is the secret of batting success, quick hands to the bat. Third is high, ball 2. The Yankees also smashing 2 inning lead, 12-1. Infield is down, Richardson, Kubek, McDougal. Outside, ball 3. Lopez in left, Madeline center, and with Marek Hurt, Bella is in right. Coach Pump deals 3-1. Boyd swinging, fouls it into the stands behind third. 3-2. Is putting on quite a show today. Howard and Kubek and their aggregate of 4 at-bats represent 15 bases. There's a high pop fly that Kubek is backpedaling under. 6, and the Cinchita is retired. 1 out. Howard, a home run and a triple. Kubek, successive home run. Bella's knocked in 3 with a bases loaded single and a double. Now the second go round for the Orioles. Marv Reading took a third strike to start the ball game. Rookie second baseman, right hand batter. Pass ball is foul back. If you look at the scorebook, you can see that Coach must be pitching fast and high because of his first 9 putouts. 2 were strikeouts, and the rest of them were all fly balls. There's a high inside curve. He showed up on too much. Ball 1. One ball, one strike. Rock deals. Lays that one in, and Breeding took the cut and didn't get it. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Hit. Fastball swung on, foul back. Still 1-2.
another sign. Howard staying low, back of the plate. The pitch is just outside, 2-2. Red Sox here for a single game Tuesday, Washington in for a single game on Wednesday. You folks, when you come out here Tuesday, are going to get a look at Gabler, who was the winning pitcher of the last game up at Boston. Fastball is hit on the ground to Kubek. That's the first grounder we've had. A throw to first base in time, and beating is up. Two up, two down. I mean, that's the first ground ball that the Orioles have hit. He only hit one. That was Lopez, second at bat in the first inning, bounced it back to the pitcher. Now, Pulisic hit a first inning home run. Get Baltimore started 1-0, which is all but forgotten now. The Yankees answering back in 12 runs in two innings. Pitches in there for a strike. Nothing in one. That feels quite right on Pulisic. 1-1, New York. Change of pace is outside, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Coach ready. Neal, fastball low inside, ball two. 2-1. This pitch, Pulisic swinging, fouls it off. 2-2. A high fastball. Coach is ready. There's a ball hit foul into the stands alongside left field. Still 2-2. Pulisic is a trim figure. He's not big as most of these ball players go. Deals a change of pace that's swung on. There's a high fly out to right field. Here's Bella coming in. He's under it. He's got it. And the big crowd who loves Yogi gives him a hand for the catch. He made it look easy. And the score at the end, 2.5 innings. The Yankees 12 and the Orioles 1.
As we go to the bottom of the third, and Bobby Richardson hits for the third time in as many innings. He'll lead off. The Yankees, for those of you who may have joined us late, tied an American League record in the first inning by scoring 8 runs before the first man was retired. And they picked up 4 more in the second inning. Tony Kubek has hit a pair of home runs. Mickey Mantle hit a tremendous drive that must have carried 450 feet on the fly. That would have been out of, I believe, just about every other ballpark in the major league, save for this one. It went for a triple. Well, the Yankees have really been cannonading. Albie Pearson has gone into left field as Paul Richards now is making some changes, inasmuch as the Orioles are 11 runs shy. They've got considerable time to catch up, but that's a pretty big deficit to overcome, particularly with Jim Bronstad racing along. Talk about a pitcher's dream, a 12-1 lead at the end of 2.5 innings. Jim Bronstad, I meant Jim Coates, had the advantage of an 11-run lead. Some guys can't get two or three in a ball game in nine innings. Jim was given eight runs to work on when he went out to pitch the top of the second inning. Then he got four more. Well, let's see what happens now as we go to the bottom of the third. Bobby Richardson moving into the batter's box and moving in to tell you about the bottom of the third will be Red Barber.
He is from Maryland, and his father's family originally came from the Midwest out in Illinois. Funny for me to write down B-A-R-B-E-R batting order. Here's the Richardson, who is one for two. Left-handed deals, and Richardson swinging, hits the bounding ball back of the mound. It's a throw into second baseman, and Breeding makes the play, and Richardson's out. Probably slid at the last moment, hoping to beat the throw to first. Couldn't do it. Nice play by second baseman Breeding. And now we have Hector Lopez, who was one for two in that first inning. Single to right. Barber pitches, and it is a strike. Up around the armpit. Lopez has to have the ball examined. State umpire Umont is inspecting it and finds that it is okay. Leaves it in play. All the deals, the fastball in there for strike two. Nothing in two. He can throw hard. Estrada is another one of those young pitchers we saw in that day. He can throw hard. Jerry Walker is another one. Pappas, who is going to get the next start. Foul back. Still two strikes. Nothing in two. Strike. Pitch low inside, ball one. One and two. Detroit just went on the rampage in the first inning of their ball game with Chicago and scored six runs. Go ahead, 6-0. Pitch into the dirt, front of the plate, two and two. Lou Berberet hit a home run with the bases loaded for the Tigers. And this was off Mr. Early Wynn, too. Detroit hasn't lost one. And they will be in here May 3 and 4. It'll be quite a series, won't it? Always is between the Yankees and the Tigers. The 2-2 pitch to Lopez is just outside, ball three. 3-2. One out. Last of the third. There's a ground ball that is hit high speed to short. Hanson has to hurry. The throw gets there by a step. Lopez is out. Two up, two down, and here is Maddow coming up to hit right-handed against this relief left-hander. Maddow against starting pitcher Fisher, who gave up the first six runs, walked in the first inning, and against relief pitcher Jones, hit a tremendous triple in the third. I say tremendous, I mean it. You know how big center field is here. Well, Maddow hit the center field wall on a short bounce just to the right field side of where it is marked 461. You're not bunting when you hit one like that.
man to pitches, and Matt will swing and hit it past the mound to the second baseman, Breeding, who has played perfectly for it, and Mickey is out. So, Steve Barber comes on, sets the Yankees on 1-2-3. And in the three innings, the totals, the Yankees 12 runs, 11 hits and no errors, and the Orioles 1 run, 1 hit and no errors. Now we'll get Mr. Rizzuto over here. Bill, I wonder where all the people are who were worrying during spring training camp about the lack of attack that the Yankees have.
Well, Red, I'm sure they're around, but I think they're starting to wonder what's happened to the Yankees now with this sudden surge of power and good pitching and good defense. But like Casey Stengel and even we've been saying all along, the Yankees were much better than their spring record shows. The Yankees will have tomorrow afternoon off, and then next Tuesday afternoon, the Yankees play host to the Boston Red Sox here at the stadium for just one day. And then the following day, the slugging Washington Senators will be in for one game. That's Wednesday, April the 27th. So, if you can get an afternoon off, these games next Tuesday and Wednesday should be attractive ones. Take a look at the scoreboard in the American League. Boston 4, Washington 3 at the end of 5. Sturdivant for the Red Sox. Ramos started, Clevenger in the second. Earl Batty homing in the fourth with nobody on for the Senators. Cleveland and Kansas City starts later on. The Tigers are leading the White Sox 6-0 as they knocked out early win in the first inning with six big runs. Bauman coming on in the second inning. Four attack for the Tigers. Lou Berberet homing in the first with the bases loaded. We'll have the National League scores in just a second. Ready to start here in the top of the fourth with the Yankees leading 12-1. Jackie Brandt, who struck out his first time up the batter, takes a pitch outside, ball one. In the first game of a doubleheader, Cincinnati leads Philadelphia 5-2 at the end of 7.5, Turkey against Short. Casco and Robinson have homered in that game for Cincinnati. Caldwell and Nick Callison have just homered, so it's a 5-3 game. Pitch is popped in the air to the left side. Tony Kubek, who's having a busy day at shortstop, is in foul territory and makes the catch in back of third, one away. That'll bring up little Albie Pearson, who took over for Gene Woodling in left field. Woodling had walked in his only time at bat. The Pirates are leading Milwaukee 4-0 at the end of 5. Buell against Haddock. Skinner homered in the fifth with one on for the Pirates. And the Giants lead the Cubs 3-1 at the end of 2. Odell against Anderson. Willie Mays homered in the first with nobody on. Pitch to Pearson is a little high, ball one. The Dodgers are at St. Louis. It's 0-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Padres against Miller. The Yankees 12 and the Orioles 1. The Yankees scored 8 in the first and 4 in the second. The pitch to Pearson is a high fly to right center field. Mantle drifting over to his left under the high lazy fly and makes the catch for the out. Two up and two down. And here's Jim Gentile. Big first baseman who popped to the shortstop in the first inning. First pitch to Gentile is a curve in the dirt, ball one. Next pitch is hit deep to right field, right down the line, and curving foul just before it got to the foul line. It had the distance, but just pulled it a little bit too much. A long strike on Gentile. Gentile. 2 men are out, nobody on, top of the fourth. Slow curve, accidentally hit slowly to short. Kubek comes in fast up with it, throws to first in time to get Gentile as he tried to check his swing and hit the ball with a shortstop. For the Orioles in the top of the fourth, nothing across. The score at the end of 3.5 innings The Yankees 12 and the Orioles 1.
Ready to go in the bottom of the fourth inning, and leading off for the Yankees will be Yogi Berra, who certainly broke in with a bang here in his first start of the 1960 season. Yogi's first hand at bat, came up with the bases loaded, nobody out, single to center to drive in two, later scored. In the second inning with Mantle on third, after a triple, Yogi doubled to left and scored on a sacrifice fly and a triple by Howard. Steve Barber pitching to Yogi. He fouls the first pitch in the upper deck and back a third, strike one. Barber is 6'1", 193, just 21 years old from Tacoma Park, Maryland. Last year was in a Class D league. Quite a jump from the D league to the major league. Pitch to Yogi is hit over shortstop and in the left field, another base hit for Yogi, 3-for-3. And Yogi hit that right off his fist. Two singles and a double for Yogi. That's the Yankees' 12th hit in the ballgame. Matches their run total, and here's Bill Scarron, who single a right to drive in a run, has scored one run and then fly deep to center field. The Yankees have really been pounding that tee today. Gentile holds first against Yogi. Pitch to Scarron is high outside, ball one. On deck, Gil McDougal. Stretch by the young left-hander. Pitch is hot foul out of play in the upper deck and back of the plate. One and one on Scarron. Baltimore has Pearson, Velasic, and Brandt in the outfield. 1-1 pitch is strike two as Moose tried to check his swing and just couldn't hold up the bat. It went across the plate. Pitch was a little bit outside. One ball, two strikes. There's a stretch. Pitch is hit foul down the third base line. Steve Barber, who came off the mound fast, picked up the ball, rubbing it up on his way back to the mound. Barber goes to the rosin bag before checking the sign from Gus Triandos. Outfield deep straight away on Moose. Barber set. Pitch is pump foul out of play in the upper deck this time and back of home. Want to make sure you get out to see the Yankees real soon. They've got an exciting ball club. Don't let that spring training record fool you. They certainly showed it so far in the 1960 season. It's an exciting club to watch. High to stretch. Slow curve hit deep to left center field. Pearson digging way back, going and makes a running catch in deep left center field. A tremendous play by the little left fielder. And look at Scarron hang his head and run slowly back to the Yankee dugout. The last time up, Scarron sent Pulisic way back in front of the Monument Center, and this time, Albie Pearson, who looked like he'd run completely out of the ballpark, made a sensational catch in deep left center. A ball hit well over 400 feet. Oh, I tell you, if Scarron and Mantle were playing in any other park in the Yankee Stadium, though we certainly want them to play here, a lot of those long flies would be home runs. That is Gil McDougal, who doubled and popped to the shortstop. Gil has driven in a run and scored one today. One out. Pitch is hit on the ground, slowly down third. Fair ball. Robinson goes to first in time to get McDougal. Yogi moves down to second base. Gil hit that ball right off the end of his bat. Two away. And here's Elston Howard, who has been up twice, has a homer and a triple. And hit his homer to the opposite field in the first inning and then tripled
A line drive that fooled Pulisic as he started in and went way over his head, rolled to the flagpole. He's driven in four and scored twice. Pitch is over, strike one call. Yogi's feeling a little skitterish out on the bases today. He went from first to third on a single by Scourin. Stretched a single into a double a second time up, and now it looks like he's got ideas of stealing third. He's got a big lead, but there are two away. Here's the stretch. The pitch is fouled back on the screen, strike two. Howard was just 2-for-18 before getting his homer and triple. That makes him 4-for-20, brings him up 89 points. He was batting 111, batting 200 now. Two strikes on Howard, two outs. Yogi with a big lead off second. Pitch is fouled, just missed the on-deck batter, Tony Kubek. Oh, man, the Phillies are rallying against Cincinnati. Coker just homered in the eighth with three on after Callison had homered in the eighth with nobody on. That puts them ahead of Cincinnati now. Buddy Hutchison and the Reds are having a rough time of it in the early going here in the spring. Still nothing in two on Howard. Pitch, strike three called. He threw him a sharp breaking ball that Ellie was caught looking at with his bat on his shoulder. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, no runs on one base hit. No Baltimore errors, one man left. And that is the first Yankee left on base, believe it or not, after scoring 12 runs on 12 hits. They finally leave a man on base. The score at the end of four full innings, the Yankees 12 and Baltimore 1. And now let's pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. The current temperature is 64 degrees at 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Here's Brooks Robinson, who flies to center field his first time at bat. The pitch is low outside, ball one. The Pirates are leading Milwaukee 5-0 at the end of six. Buell against Haddock, Skinner homered in that game. Giants lead the Cubs 3-1 at the end of three. Odell against Anderson, Mays homered in that ball game. And the Cardinals lead the Dodgers 3-0 at the end of two. Padres against Miller. The 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air to short left field. Hector Lopez coming to his right, under it in fair territory, and makes the catch. Hector is getting to look more and more at home out in left field here at Yankee Stadium. One away. Gus Triando's the batter. Gus steps back to pick up the rosin bag before going up to the plate. Triando's is 0-for-1 as he pops at a shortstop his first time up. There has not been but two balls hit to the infield. Ground balls, that is, and both of those were picked up by Kubek. The rest have all been either strikeouts or fly balls. Ball one to Triando's. Coke is fast. And when he keeps that fastball up, the batters tend to hit it in the air, and they don't hit too long a ball off Coach because he's a little faster than the average pitcher. Big Jim into the big slow windup. Fastball hit in the air. Kubek, who's had a busy day, is going back in short left field and makes the catch just in fair territory. That's twice Giannis has popped to Kubek. In the opening game against the Red Sox had the Red Sox popping the ball in the air. The outfield and infield had 16 chances combined. That's a lot of fly balls. Here's Ron Hanson, who fly to left field in the second inning. The pitch low outside, ball one. He's already had Baltimore hit the ball in the air 10 times. And of course, the only dangerous one was Al Pulisic, who homered with one out in the first inning. That's how Baltimore got their only run. The pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. This was a tough day on Baltimore pitchers. I don't care who was out there in those first two innings. Could have been anybody, the Yankees would have hit them. Certain days, the hitters have their hitting shoes on, and they'll hit anything. Pitcher could have his real good stuff and still get blasted off the mound. The 2-0 pitch is hit deep to left this time. Lopez turning around. This is over his head, rolling to the wall. Hanson around first. He took a wide turn at first. He's around second base. The throw is coming in, and Hanson's in with a stand-up triple. Boy, he caught a hold of that one, and that was not a lazy fly to the outfield for sure. A tremendous triple to deep left field.
Been done before.
The Yankee outfield playing very shallow. Boy, they're really playing in close. The 1-0 pitch is a strike call, a fastball right down the middle. With a short lead off third base. Pitch is fouled at the plate, strike two.
2-2. This Baltimore club's going to cause a lot of trouble this year. Should the Yankees win this one, they will have won as many as they won against Baltimore all last year here at the stadium. Baltimore took the season series here in New York 8-3. They won 8 and lost 3. Ball inside, ball three, 3-2. Full count. Coach goes to the rosin bag. He's given up one walk, and that was to Gene Woodling in the first inning. Ready for the payoff, pitch to Barber. Here's the windup. And the delivery is low inside, ball four, and he lost them. Second pass given up by Coach. Barber takes time to put on his jacket at home plate. Changes his batting helmet. And it brings up Marv Breeding, who was called out on strikes and hit for the shortstop. Billy Clout. Billy Clout. Has taken over for Marv Breeding. Steve Barber at first, Ron Hanson at third with two out. Yankees 12, Baltimore 1, top of the fifth. Pitch is hit slowly to the left of the pitcher's mound. Coach flips underhand and scouring for the out. Billy hit that right off the end of his bat. For Baltimore, in the top of the fifth, no runs. One hit, no Yankee errors. Two men left to score at the end of 4.5 innings. The Yankees 12 and Baltimore 1.
As Tony Kubek steps into the batter's box. Kubek has been up twice, and all he's done is home it twice. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Hanson, who is left at short, bobbles it, and that'll be an error charged to Ron Hanson. He moved well, got in front of the ball. It hit off the heel of his glove and then his chest, and before he could pick it up, Kubek was on at first base. Tony's been on all three times. That time on an error. And that'll bring up Jim Coates, who's been up twice and struck out twice. And the Baltimore infield will be looking for the bunt. Even though the Yankees are leading 12-1, I believe Casey will have the pitchers practicing their bunt. But in a close game, a sacrifice bunt would be mighty important. There's the stretch. Pitch, Coach squares around and takes it low, ball one. Robinson and Gentile charging in after the pitch. Barber to the stretch position. Kubek leading off first. The pitch is hit down the first baseline foul. That time, Coach bluffed the bunt and was going to hit away. That's become a popular play with the Yankee players, including the pitchers. They're all trying it, and it's worked quite a bit. Get the infield in and then swing away. You can pop one right by him. Grant is really playing Coach over in the right field foul line. He's way over there. I like he'd play a good left-handed full hitter. Down one to count. Pitch this time is bunted at, and it's a good one back to the pitcher. He goes to first base in time to get close, but it advances Kubek to second. The sacrifice works. From the pitcher to the first baseman cover. Moving down to second, Kubek, and here's Bobby Richardson, who singles a lead off that big 8-run first inning. Was up twice in the first inning, as a matter of fact, and flied out his second time at bat to center field. In the third inning, he bounced to second base. Barber into his stretch position. Pitch is popped in the short center field. Coming on fast is Pulisic, and he makes the running catch as Richardson just stuck his bat out. Actually, he didn't swing at the ball. He kind of chopped at it, a half swing. Almost dropped in there for a base hit. Kubek holds his second. Two away. Here's Hector Lopez. Hector was up twice in the first inning. He singled, scored a run, and then hit back to the box. Then in the third inning, Lopez bounced out to the shortstop. Hector 1-for-3. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Still a second. Pitch is outside, ball one. Bob likes to go to that rosin bed. Now he's ready. Stretches, looks back at Kubek. The pitch is swung at and missed as Lopez tried to go to right field. Hector can hit out there. Good for a right-hand hitter. Matter of fact, that's where his base hit went the first time, up between first and second. 1-1 the count. Two outs. 12-1 the Yankees lead. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch is fouled back on the screen. Strike two. Went back to the screen. Kubek goes to third and then holds up. Oh, man, that was really a wild pitch. That ball actually hit 6 feet in front of home plate, bounded high over Gus Triando's head and rolled back to the screen. Kubek easily moved to third. 2-2 the count. Barber did that on one other pitcher earlier. Looks like he's trying to throw a screwball and putting too much on it. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Is at third. That's two away. Lined up by Barber. Pitch way outside. It's a full count. 3-2. There's a lot going on down in Washington, too. In the sixth inning, the Red Sox have changed pitchers three times. Ron Bouquet, Bo Steele, and now Worthington is in there. Good day for the hitters, it looks like. The pitch is outside, ball four. Lopez walks. And here comes Mickey Mantle. Mickey walked in the first inning and scored. And hit a tremendous triple about 450 feet to straightaway center field. And scored on Yogi's double. Then hit to second base in the third inning. Mick 1-for-2. Right-handed against Steve Barber. Lopez at first, Kubek at third. Two outs. Pitch is high outside, ball one. On deck, Yogi Berra. pitch. Pitch is top foul and all the way out of the ballpark and back at first base. A high foul right over the roof. Yankees have had two doubles, two triples, and three home runs so far in this ball game. Besides quite a few singles. Lopez leads off first. Kubek down the lineup there. The pitch to Mickey is right down the middle, strike two. And it looks like Nick might have been looking for a breaking pitch that time. He's got a big grin on his face. Took a fastball right down the pipe. Batting right-handed, holding that bat right down on the end. The pitch is an accidental foul right into the Yankee dugout. On a low pitch, Mickey was holding up his swing and the ball hit the bat handle. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Frank Human calling balls and strikes just off home plate. Stretch position. The pitch is right down the middle, strike three. Mickey knew it. He took two fastballs right down the pipe that time. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth. No runs, no hits. One Baltimore error, two men left. The score at the end of five full innings. The Yankees 12 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Baltimore one run on two hits and one error. And then the White Sox, who are still picked by many to win the pennant this year, will be visitors for the first time this year on Sunday, May the 8th. And you'll see all those fellas that gave the Yankees so much trouble last year. Nellie Fox, Louis Aparicio, Suzuki, Roy Stevens, Minnie Minoso, and Gene Freeze. And then after the Sunday, May 8th game here with the White Sox, the first homestand comes to a close with a big series against the Cleveland Indians. And Joe Gordon brings his revamped crew here for the season's first night game Tuesday, May 10th, followed by afternoon games at the stadium on Wednesday and Thursday, May 11th and 12th. Cleveland has just come up with five runs in the top of the first against Kansas City. Woody Hale had a homer with two on. All right, ready to go here in the top of the sixth. Al Kolasek takes the pitch low inside, ball one. Washington came up with four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They are tied now with Boston, 7-7. Is hit on a line of right field. Yogi Berra moving back and makes the catch, backing up. Kolasek, who had home in the first inning, lined one of Yogi, who was about 3 feet from the railing in right field. He'd have lifted that one a little bit. It's been his second homer. Joe's not a bad outfielder. We are suddenly left with just three umpires as Larry Knapp, who was the umpire at third base, has left the ball game, and maybe Larry's not feeling too well. We hope that's not true, but as soon as we find out, we'll pass it along to you. Humont, Drummond, and Berry taking over now. Jackie Brandt, who struck out and popped it short as a batter. He takes the pitch right down the middle, strike one call. ...12-1, the Yankees lead. Curve pops in the air. The center field mantle moves to his left. Under it and makes the catch. Two away. They continue to hit the ball in the air against Jim Coates. There have only been two ground balls hit. Both of them going to the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Here's Albie Pearson, who took over for Gene Woodling. Woodling had walked in his one appearance at the plate. Pearson flying to center in the fourth. 0-1 for the little left-hand hitter. Two out, nobody on. High pop foul. Going out of play in the upper deck and back to first. On Tuesday afternoon,
when the Yankees play the Red Sox. Starting pitchers will be Johnny Gabler against Jerry Casale. Casale is the lone Red Sox server to beat the Yankees up at Fenway this year so far. One strike pitch, slow curve, a little bit outside, ball 1-1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, high outside, ball 2-1. That last statement I made, there have been three ground balls. Billy Klaus, who pinch hit for Marv Breeding, bounced to the pitcher in the fifth inning. Fastball hit on the ground to Scarron. Scarron backhands it, flips the coach covering in time to get Pearson. Nice play by the Moose. So, for Baltimore in the top of the sixth, they go down 1-2-3, nothing across. The score at the end of 5.5 innings, the Yankees 12 and Baltimore 1.
Got that big face, big pale face. Oh, that's sometimes there with Brewer's
Gold. Next time you're in the mood to enjoy good food, enjoy it even more with a refreshing glass of Ballantine Ale. More than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Ballantine Ale has a big, big taste that really goes over big with food. A big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Try Ballantine Ale with any meal. See what a difference an ale makes.
Oh, that's Ballantine.
It's the genuine.
Ale with Brewer's Gold.
Leading off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the sixth will be Yogi Berra, who is 3-for-3. Two singles and a double. He's driven in three runs and scored twice. This is Yogi's first appearance of the 1960 season in this game. And he's playing right field and batting 1,000. Steve Barber, the left-hand ready, is pitched to Yogi. He's hit in the ground, just up to his right, up, but it's a long throw. In time on a beautiful stretch by Gentile. Man, what you had a picture of that. He had trouble getting up. He actually did the split. He make a good ballet dancer. And that's the only thing that kept Yogi from beating that ball out. As Hanson went to his right at short and flipped flat-footed. A nice stretch by Jim Gentile. Yogi is no longer batting 1,000. Away, here's Bill Scarron, who single to right, and then his next two times up, slide out deep to center and left center. Pitch to Moose is outside, ball 1. High inside, ball 2, 2-0. On deck, Gil McDougal. As Scarron swings and misses a low outside fastball. Pitch is fouled back out of play. Onto the screen. The word on Larry Knapp is that he too had a touch of the virus that had hit Gil McDougal, Yogi Berra, and Andy Carey of the Yankees, and so rather than stay out there and get any sicker, Larry has retired wisely to the dressing room where he'll rest. 2-2 pitch, low, ball 3, 3-2. Pitch to Scarron is strike 3. Struck him out on a high fastball. strikeouts for young Steve Barber. Gordon Jones had two. That's five in the day for the Baltimore pitchers. And here's Gil McDougal, who doubled to drive in a run in the first inning, later scored, popped to short, and then bounced to third. On deck, Elston Howard. Barber's first pitch is in there for a called strike. Inside, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike, two out. Yankees 12, Baltimore 1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch in the dirt. And rolling back to the screen, ball two, two and one. For the 2-1 delivery. There it is. It's a little bit high. Ball three. Three and one. The 3-1 pitch is outside. Ball four. Oh, wait a minute. That was a strike. It's a full count on McDougal. The official paid attendance $19,460 and a total, including servicemen, $20,013. Payoff pitch fouled on the screen and out of play. It was a little too quick calling that last hit the ball. Took my eye off the plate, a right down walk, and looked up, and there's a strike on the scoreboard. 3-2 on McDougal. Here's the payoff pitch. A ground ball hit the third. Brooks Robinson's up with it. Over to Gentile, and that's all for the Yankees. In the bottom of the sixth, nothing across, a score at the end of six full innings, the Yankees 12, Baltimore 1, and we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. The current temperature is 671 degrees, 71 degrees at 3 minutes past 4.
Take another look at this scoreboard. Man, it's a dandy. A lot of runs being scored today. At the end of 6.5... Boston at Washington all tied up 7-7, but they've each used four pitches so far. Worthington and Kralik are the pitchers of record right now. Wirtz Oman in the sixth with one on for Boston, and Batty in the fourth with nobody on for Washington. Cleveland leads 5-0 at the end of an inning and a half playing in Kansas City. Bell against Larson. Woody Hale Homan in the first with two on. The Tigers are leading the White Sox 8-3 at the end of 4.5. Wynn was knocked out in the first inning. Bowman came on. Four attacks for the Tigers. Berberet had a home in the first with the bases loaded. Casey Wise in the fourth with one on for the Tigers. In the National League, the Phillies defeated Cincinnati 9-5. Short the winner. Perky the loser. Casco Robinson home at the Cincinnati. Cardwell, Callison, and Coca for the Phillies. The second game is Newcomb against Owen. The Pirates lead Milwaukee 5-0 at the end of 7.5. Giggy against Paddock. Skinner home in the fifth with one on. The Giants lead the Cubs 4-1 at the end of 5. Odell against Anderson. Mays home in. And the Cardinals lead the Dodgers 4-0 at the end of 4. Padres against Miller. Sam Musial homing in the third with nobody on. Getting ready to go here in the top of the seventh inning and getting ready to take over, Mel Allen.
Thanks, Phil. Hello there, everybody. Jim Gentile, first up in the seventh. Couple of outfield changes for New York. The first pitch is swung on, grounded out to second. Zubek up with it, throws to first in time. He had to flash far over to his right to get it. Ken Hunt is in center field in place of Mantle, and Elmer Ballow in right field in place of Yogi Berra. Met Bobby Richardson, picked it up.
Did I say Zubek, really?
Robinson. Flying to left center and flying to left. 12-1 New York, seventh inning. Jim Coates delivers fastball in there for a call strike. Well, Larry Knapp has departed, as Phil told you, with a type of fire. Seems to be hitting everybody. Haven't gotten over mine yet. Outside for a ball. Hit a lot of folks down in spring training. Intestinal virus, I think, most of us have had. One ball, one strike. Jim Coates delivers low outside for a ball, 2-1. The Boston Red Sox are here Tuesday. Washington Senators Wednesday. And the Red Hot Tigers a week from Tuesday. Jim Coates, 2-1 pitch on its way. Low ball three. 3-1. Into the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Out of play upstairs. Full count. The Baltimore Orioles. They've had an amazing history. Before the turn of the century, they were in the National League. In 1901, they were in the American League. The payoff pitch to Brooks Robinson. Swung on, line down the left field line, going foul and out of play. 3-2 the count. Then their franchise was transferred, I believe, in 1903, oddly, to New York, where the team became known as the Highlanders. The Highlanders were the forerunners of the Yankees. John McGraw used to play for the Orioles. Here in the big league. Of course, until Baltimore's most recent entry into the majors, they were in the International League. Jim Coates for the windup and the payoff pitch. Swung on and popped up, back up second. In short center now, Hunt comes in and makes the catch. Richardson was out and could have made it, but it is easier for the center fielder to make the catch coming in on the ball. With two down, Gus Triando steps up. Twice he has popped out to Kubek. And both times along the left field line. In back of McDougal's. Coach delivers a fastball that's in there for a strike. Field straight away. The one strike pitch. Change up is grounded foul off the left of the plate. Strike two. Pulls the string on him. Strike pitch. Fastball outside, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch on its way to Gus. Curveball grounded foul down the third baseline. Just barely foul. Count remains 1-2. 1-2 count on Gus Triantos. Jim Coates delivers. Changeup is lofted down the left field line. Foul and out of play. Into the windup, around comes the right arm. The pitch, fastball, gets foul down the left field line. He got way out in front. Pulled it too much. He goes into the upper deck along the left field line. Down holds it 1-2. Coach massaging a new ball. Gives the rosin bag a little touch. One ball, two strikes. The windup, the pitch to Triando, swung on. Ground ball hits the McDougal in front of Kubek up with it, throws to Scarron to retire Triandos and the Orioles in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, New York 12, Baltimore 1. Right now, let me give you the good word about something really big. I'm talking about the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale. Pour yourself a glass full and discover its refreshing, satisfying goodness. Enjoy a big difference in taste that comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. You know, Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Because, man, this ale really brings out the best in food. You really enjoy your favorite meal even more when you enjoy it, you know, right along with a big, big taste of Ballantine Ale. So why not see what a difference an ale makes? A Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. A new pitcher coming in for Baltimore. It's going to be John Anderson. Steve Barber came along in the third inning and twirled, as they say, a neat four innings, allowing only one hit and didn't allow any runs. He walked one and struck out three. Jack Fisher, who started, couldn't get anybody out in the first inning, working to six batters. He was charged with five hits and six runs, and Gordon Jones relieved him. First two men hit him for homers, Howard and Kubek. And then in the second inning, they picked up four hits and four runs off Jones. John Anderson coming on as we play ball in the last half of the seventh inning. Boston Red Sox with Ted Williams will be along on Tuesday, and the Washington Senators Wednesday. The quirk in the schedule, two one-game appearances by the two clubs. And then, of course, the high-flying Detroit Tigers, who last year got off to such a very poor start, losing something like 15 out of 17. They haven't been beaten yet. And they're leading the White Sox 8-3, going to the fifth inning today. And they'll start the Western Invasion May 3rd and 4th. Kansas City May 6th and 7th. And the 7th is Saturday, Ladies' Day. Chicago here for a Sunday day. Cleveland the first night game, the 10th. And continuing on for three games, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. Johnny Anderson making his second appearance. Worked in the series April 22nd. Worked one inning. No damage done. From Browning, Montana, 27 years old. Elston Howard takes the strike. Clint Courtney has gone in to receive him so that there's a new battery. Anderson and Courtney. Anderson, a right-hander, delivers. Howard fouls it back. Ellie, who had gotten off to a poor start batting, going into this game with 2 for 18, has had a three-run homer and a triple that drove in one run and took a third strike. 12-1 New York, seventh inning. A two-strike pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Fastball tail right into Howard. Now Tony Kubek, who hit two consecutive homers. A single in the first inning, one on in the second. Safe on an error by Hansen in the fifth. The pitch is low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch is low and inside, ball two. Jim Coates scheduled next. Johnny Anderson's delivery, low for ball three, 3-0. Nothing pitch. It's inside. Kubek walks. Jim Coates out of the dugout. Getting a hand from folks. For the strike. He had boys breaking from third and first. Now the delivery, bunted at, and right out in front of the plate, Courtney up with it, throws on to first, getting Coach Kubek moving to second on the sacrifice. Bobby Richardson, the leadoff man, singled to center and flied to center in the first inning as the 11 Yankees batted. Grounded to second in the third, flied to center in the fifth. Two men out, Kubek on second. Anderson ready. The pitch is a curve low outside for a ball. Is low. Two balls, no strikes. Two nothing to count on Bobby. Next pitch is outside for ball three. Hector Lopez on deck. Nothing delivery. Swung on. Grounded to short. Hansen up with it. Throws on to first. In time. And that retires the side. No runs. No hits. No errors. And one left on. At the end of seven innings, New York 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors, four left on. Baltimore, one run, two hits, one error, three left on. tell you about the schedule, why don't you get yourself a glass of cool Ballantine ale? The big, big taste of Ballantine ale. See what a difference an ale makes. The Red Sox next Tuesday, Washington next Wednesday afternoon. Then the Western Invasion, after the Yankees make a short trip to Baltimore, begins on Tuesday, May 3rd, with the Detroit Tigers, Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. Kansas City will be here Saturday, Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th, the Ladies' Day on the 7th, the White Sox on the 8th, the Sunday, the first night game of the year with Cleveland on the 10th, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons to complete the series and the homestand. Yankees then hit the road. So hope you'll make your plans to get out here for the games Tuesday and Wednesday and for the Western Invasion. Andy Carey goes to third base in place of Gil McDougal as we play ball in the eighth inning. 12-1 New York. Ron Hansen, the batter, takes a ball as Jim Coates delivers in the eighth. Clint Courtney on deck. Coates' pitch is low. Ball two, 2-0. Red Sox and Senators, 7-7, end of 7. Cleveland, 5. Kansas City, nothing, end of 2. Tigers, 9. The White Sox, 3, end of 5. Giants, 4. Cubs, 1, end of 6. Cards, 4. Los Angeles, nothing, end of 5. Cincinnati, 2. Philadelphia, nothing, end of 1. Pittsburgh, 7. Milwaukee, nothing, end of 8. The delivery outside for a ball. Philadelphia beat Cincinnati the first game, 9-5. 3 balls, no strikes on the leadoff man in the eighth inning for Baltimore. Coach into the windup and the pitch. It's inside, ball four, and Hansen walks. The third pass issued by Jim. And that's the first time the Orioles have gotten their first man at bat on base. Clint Courtney batting in the ninth spot in the order. Left-hand hitter. The pitch is in there for a strike. Delivery, right over, strike two. A two-strike count. He swings the next pitch. That's a high pop foul. Karen and Howard, and Howard calls for it and makes the catch. Coates was over. Either one, Karen or Howard could have got it, but Coates apparently yelled Howard, and so at the last moment, Karen stepped aside. With one away, here's Billy Klaus, who took over for Marv Breeding. He batted in place of Brading in the fifth inning. Bounced the box. Jim Coates delivers to the left-hand batter. Low, ball one. 12-1, New York, eighth inning. Jim ready. Checks his runner. And the pitch. In there for strike one and one. One ball, one strike. Outfield straight away. Coach into the stretch. Hanson leads off first. In comes the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two and one. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. Billy Clough swings and sends a fly ball into medium right center. Ken Hunt angles over on it and makes the catch. Ballow alongside. Retreating to first is Ron Hanson. You'll recall that Hunt replaced Mantle in center and Ballow replaced Barra in right. And now here's Al Pulisic, who got the Orioles off in front in the first inning with a home run off Coates. One of the two hits he's given up. The pitch is in there for a strike. Jim's going through a lot of slow stuff right now, featuring that over the fast stuff which he was emphasizing for the most part of the game. Hanson moves off first, and the pitch, a changeup, misses. Ball one, one and one. Frequently, a good fastball pitcher may begin to lose his edge toward the end of the game, and he'll switch over to the slow stuff, hoping to get it over. And the hitters sometimes take it and wait for the fastball. Another changeup, and it's low, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. To his stretch, Hanson moves off first. The pitch swung on, grounded, foul, past first. Al Pulisic at bat. A 2-2 count. Sets, checks the runner. The pitch to Pulisic. Swung on and fouled off behind the plate. Made him reach for that string puller. When I was a kid, we used to call them slow balls. You say slow ball, fast ball, a drop. Today they call a drop a sinker. How we used to admire fella, you know, like when you're 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, and then we should admire a fella could throw a drop or make a ball curve. He was one of the heroes. Two balls, two strikes. Coach into the stretch, Hanson leading away from first. The pitch, another slow delivery, fouled off right up here. Count remains 2-2. Humont back to the plate from Dunellen, New Jersey. Jim Coates again to the stretch. Hanson leading away from first. The delivery, fastball swung on and lined right through the middle for a base hit. Hanson holds up at second as Hunt charges the ball and throws into Kubek. Pulisic hung in there, as they say. Looking for the fastball. Finally got it and singled to center. Now Jackie Brandt, who struck out, popped to short and flied to center. Albie Pearson on deck. Hanson leads off second. Pulisic off first. Jim Coates after the stretch pitches. Inside and high. Ball one. 12-1, New York, eighth inning. Three hits given up by Coates. Jim to the stretch. Runners lead away. The pitch to Jackie Brandt. Sails high and inside for ball two. 2-0. Jim looks as if he's beginning to tire a little. Somebody hollers to him from the Yankee dugout. When you come and watch a ball game, this is for most pitchers. You see that ball, if he's got his stuff, as the game begins, he tries to keep the ball low. And then later in the game, if you see it starting to rise, starting to come up, you know he's beginning to weaken. 2-0 pitch. Low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Nothing to count now on Jackie Brandt with two aboard in the eighth inning. Albie Pearson, who replaced Gene Woodling, on deck. Jim Coates to the stretch and the pitch. And it's low. Ball four. Jackie Brandt walks and the Orioles have the bases loaded. Pulisic, Hanson moves over to third. Pulisic to second. Brandt to first. Four walks issued by Coates, two of them in this inning. And there's a little stirring around now in the Yankee bullpen. 5 foot, 5.5, Albie Pearson. Left-hand batter. Up there with the bases loaded. He usually gets a piece of the ball. And the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. It is going. It is gone. A grand slammer. Little Albie Pearson hits a grand slam homer into the right field seat. And it is 12-5. By the reception committee at home plate, Hanson, Pulisic, and Brandt, and Gentile, who is now coming to bat. Albie Pearson wasted no time, slammed the first pitch into the right field seat for a grand slam home run. And it's 12-5. That's the fourth homer in the game, two for the Orioles, Pulisic and Pearson, for the Yankees, Howard and Kubek. Jim Gentile, nothing for three, left-hand batter. Swings and fouls it off down the first baseline. Strike one. Now let's double check that. That's the fifth homer of the game. Kubek gets two. 12-5 now the score. Coach delivers. Ball is swung on and popped up into the air right at home plate. Howard under it and makes the catch. And he caught it. He had to back up into fair territory. Four runs for Baltimore. Two hits. No Yankee errors and no one left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, the Yankees 12, the Orioles 5.
Got that big taste, big taste. Oh, that Valentine's ale with Brewer's Gold.
Time for a breather right now. Time to open up a cool Valentine ale with Brewer's Gold to relax and quench your thirst. But after the game, when you want more than a thirst-quenching drink, try this same Valentine ale with your meal. Discover how big Ballantine Ale goes with whatever you're having for dinner. With your meal, you'll find the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher. Different than any beer. Try it and see what a difference an ale makes. We pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. The current temperature is 71 degrees at 24 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock.
Half of the eighth inning. Twelve to five, New York. Hector Lopez, first up. Ken Hunt on deck. He replaced Mantle. The delivery inside for a ball from Johnny Anderson, the fourth Orioles pitcher. Anderson, a right-hander. Ender is wind up and the pitch. It sails inside. Ball two. Mlarczyk homered in the first of the first for you late tuners in. And then the Yankees came back and rocked Fisher and Jones for eight runs in the first inning. 2-0 delivery. Low ball three. Richardson single. Lopez single. Mantle walked to load the bases. Barra playing his first game of the year. Singled in two. Gowan singled in one. McDougal doubled homer on. That was all for Fisher. Jones came in and was greeted by back-to-back homers by Howard and Kubek. Next pitch inside. Ball four. And Lopez walks. Then in the second inning, Mantle tripled. Barra doubled. Howard tripled. And Kubek got his second straight homer. And the Yankees had 12 runs and 11 hits. And they've only had one hit since. Meantime, Coach had shackled the Orioles until the grand slammer by Pearson in the eighth. Ken Hunt up. Bunt foul, strike one. Hunt's first time at bat. Elmer Ballow on deck. Hunt replaced Mantle and Ballow replaced Barry. Yogi is playing right field. Maris sidelined with slight injury. Balls, one strike. Johnny Anderson in the stretch. And the delivery. High curve, ball one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch to Hunt. He bunts it in the air, and it stays on the ground. Picked up by Anderson, throws to Gentile. Sacrifice. Lopez moving to second. Now Elmer Ballow, 39-year-old veteran. Yogi had three for three his first three appearances, and then grounded to short. Ballow's first time up. Barber, who followed Fisher and Jones, worked a nice four innings, giving up just one hit. Anderson came on the seventh. He walked two. Ballow takes a low delivery. Ball one. Anderson into the stretch. Lopez leads away from second, and the pitch. Swung on, foul back, strike one, one and one. Bill Scarron on deck. One ball, one strike. Ball in
inside. 2-1. Next delivery. Inside, ball three. Little knuckleball popped out of the mitt of Courtney. 3-1. Pearson shaded just a little to left center. Kolarczyk to right center, and Brandt way over toward the right field line for Ballow. Anderson to the stretch. The 3-1 pitch is low and inside for ball four. And here's the Moose. He swing to the right, fly to center, left center, and struck out. Lopez on second, Elmer Ballow on first, one out, last the eighth, 12-5, New York. Johnny Anderson, a right-hander, pitches, Moose swings and hits the drive foul down the right field line, going in the upper deck, strike one. Moves off second. Bowell off first. One away. Anderson ready. And the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. 1-1. They always give Scour a lot of room between the third baseman and shortstop. Here's the delivery. High and inside. 2-1. Outfield plays him straight away. He hits to all fields. Good power. Andy Carey on deck. He has replaced McDougal. A 2-1 count on Scallon. Runners lead away. Anderson steps off the rubber, and Hector Lopez dashes madly back to second. No throw. Clouds have come over. Now we're ready to continue, and the pitch swung on and fouled off upstairs to the right of the plate. Strike two, 2-2. Scared a pigeon. Watching the game from right field, flew over to watch it now from left field. They could read their minds. I don't wonder what these folks are doing down there. 2-2 pitch. Curveball outside. Ball three. 3-2. What's that story about the guy on the subway? And the pigeon perched on his shoulder, and the guy says, where'd you get the pigeon? We're asking some question about it. I don't know. He got on at Columbus Circle. There go the runners. The pitch is swung on. Loops into center. Coming on fast is Kolarczyk. Can't get it. Base hit. Lopez rounds third. Comes in to score. And Ballow races to third. Scarron loops a short single to center to drive in his second run. Then Ballow to third. Scoring Hector Lopez with the Yankees' 13th run. Scarron, 8th run batted in, of course, this season. Andy Carey's first at bat. One out, runners on first and third. Anderson pitch, swung on, little roller down the third baseline, goes foul, strike one. one strike. There's some action in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch. High ball one, one and one. John Anderson, the fourth Oriole pitcher, to the stretch. Ballow off third, Gowron off first. The delivery, curve outside. Ball two, full curve. Two balls, one strike. Runners leading away from first and third. And the pitch swung on. It's a high foul over near the Yankee dugout. Courtney getting under it, and he dropped it. Jim Gentile was there and might have made the catch. Courtney thought he had it. Bounced off the edge of the mitt, the edge of the mitt. I'll say this in behalf of Courtney. He was right near the top step of the Yankee dugout, and a player is always fearful that his momentum may carry him, and he got nowhere to step. And you step, you fall down and hurt yourself seriously. However, they have charged him with an error to prolong, because he prolongs the life of Terry at bat. A 2-2 count. Leads off third, Gowron off first. Anderson's pitch. There goes the runner from first as the ground ball hits the second. They only have one play, the first base, as Ballow scores. The Casey running, Moose on the play, beats the double play. Klaus throwing out Carey, who is credited with the run batted in. Ballow scoring. Makes it now 14-5. Two down and Elston Howard up. Ellie homered with two on in the first inning. Triple with one on in the second. And then the last two times up, struck out. Once looking. Anderson's pitch swung on. There's a drive to deep left center. Albie Pearson digging. Still going and can't get it. Way by him. Howard rounds first. Goes to second. Going to try to make three. The throw to Hanson. The throw into third. Howard slides and he's in there with his triple. Batted in today by Elston Howard. As he scored, Gowron. Baseball is an interesting game when you dissect it. If Casey hadn't run Gowron on that pitch that Terry hit, double play would have ensued, assuming perfect handling of the ball, and the inning would have been over with one run. Instead, two have crossed since. And it's 15-5. Elston Howard snaps out of his slump with a homer and two triples and five runs batted in. Tony Kubek takes the strike. Tony's had a pair of homers, safe on an error by the shortstop, and walked. He's been on base every time. Curveball inside, one and one. King hits for New York. Outside for a ball. Shouldn't want. Two balls, one strike. 2 men away, Howard on third. The pitch to Kubek. Wings and misses. Strike two. Curved him under the hand. Anderson to the windup, Howard up the line, the pitch, Swung on foul tip behind the plate. Count remains 2-2. Two strikes. And the pitch. Slope curve is high. Ball three. 3-2. And the next delivery. Swung on and hit to Gentile. Gentile out at first. He flipped to Anderson. Covering, and Kubek is retired. The Yankees, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 error for the Orioles, and 1 left on. At the end of 8 innings, the Yankees, 15 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 5 left on. The Orioles, 5 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, and 3 left on. On the Ballantyne scoreboard, and by the way, we're going to have a new pitcher coming in the ninth inning place of Coates. Looks to be Johnny James. Washington. He will be here next Wednesday. 11, Boston 7. Ramos, Clevenger, Hyde, Kralik, and Pasquale. And going into the ninth. Boston, Sturdivant, Mon Bouquet, Bosefield, and Worthington. Home runs, Wirt, 1 on. Thompson, 1 on. Clinton in the ninth. Batty for Washington. Cleveland 5, Kansas City nothing, end of 3.5. Bell and Larson held, hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Detroit 12, Chicago 3, end of 7. Foytek for the Tigers. Wynn, Bauman, Ferresi, and Stryker for the White Sox. Home runs, Berberet with the bases loaded. 2 for Casey Wise, 1 with 1 on. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 9-5 in the opener. Short in relief, the winner, Berkey, the loser. Cardwell had started. Homers, Casco 1 on, Robinson 1 on. Coker with the bases loaded. Cardwell 1 on, and Callison. Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia 1, end of 2 innings of the second game. Newcomb for Cincinnati. Owens, Robinson in the second. Simmons in the third for the Phils. McMillan got his 5th homer. Casco homer to the 1 on. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 7-3. Haddock, the winner, beating Buell. Skinner homer to the 1 on. San Francisco 4, Chicago 2, end of 7.5. Odell relieved by Lowe's in the 8th. Anderson relieved by Elston in the 8th. Home runs, Mays and Averill. Cardinals 4, Los Angeles 1, end of 6 innings. Miller for the Cards. Klein relieved in the 7th. Padres pitching for Los Angeles. Musial homered in the 3rd. It's been something like 24 homers in the major leagues today. Now to the 9th inning. Johnny James pitching. Brooks Robinson hits his first pitch down the left field line for possible extra bases. He turns first and heads on into second with a double. Johnny James. First pitch in the 9th inning. Lined into the left field corner by Brooks Robinson for a double. Andy Carey moved to left field and Cleet Boyer to third base. Powers at bat, hitting for Anderson, takes it low and inside. Brooks Robinson had fly to the outfield 3 times before he just doubled to left. Jim Coates in his 8 innings gave up 4 hits and 5 runs. Grand slam homer by Albie Pearson there in the 8th inning. The delivery to Powers is low and inside, ball 2. Johnny James making his debut this season, won the Jim Dawson Memorial Award for the Outstanding Rookie in Spring Training. Falling behind Powers, pinch hitting for Anderson, and the delivery. It's low and inside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 15-5, New York. It's the 9th inning. Hanson on deck. Brooks Robinson on second. Johnny James delivers. low for ball four. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And Ron Hansen coming up. Slide to left, triple to left, and walk. The delivery in there for a strike. Robinson on second. Powers on first. The pitch to Hansen. Curve outside, and the count's one and one. Now the delivery. It's inside for ball two, two and one. Red Sox rally in the ninth inning, featuring homers by Thompson, one on, and Clinton. Fell one run short, and the Senators beat the Red Sox 11 to 10. Two on, nobody out here in the ninth inning. Johnny James delivers, swung on. There's a drive and a deep left center. Moving over for it is Hunt and makes the catch. No advance. The runners went halfway. One down, and here's Clint Courtney, who fouled out to the catcher in the eighth when the Orioles established a new battery earlier. Courtney went back to the plate and was put in the ninth spot in the order. Pretty good hitter. Two on and one out. James delivers inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Now the delivery. Swung on, a line drive down the right field line, and it is foul. Strike one, one and one. Pitch. It's into the dirt, and it hit Courtney on the foot and bounced by him, and that loads the bases. Courtney hit by a pitch ball. So there are three men on and one out, and here's Billy Clowes, who flied to center in the eighth inning. On third, Powers on second, Courtney on first, one out, and Billy Clowes to replace Marv Breeding at bat. Johnny James pitches, in there for a strike. Al Pelarsic on deck. Three men aboard. The windup, the pitch. Low for a ball, one and one. Hansen, or rather Robinson, leads off third. Three men aboard, the pitch swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. It is going, going, it is on, and another grand slammer. How about that? Two grand slammers by the Orioles. And it's 15 to 9. And the cash register is clicking at home plate. Robinson and Powers and Courtney and Clout. In the eighth inning, Albie Pearson hit a grand slammer. And here in the ninth inning, Billy Clout hits a grand slammer. Two grand slammers.
clamors in successive innings, and it's 15-9. What was a 12-1 ball game going to the eighth inning? Now 15-9, one out, and Al Palarczyk up. He homered in the first inning. The pitch is outside, ball one. Slide to right twice, single to center. And the hurry-up call to the Yankee bullpen. The delivery, outside, ball two. The Orioles have walloped themselves back into contention here. One out in the ninth, four runs in. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, bounced down, foul toward first. 2-1. Johnny James to the windup, and the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. The 2-2 delivery, way outside, ball three. Tied a record for most Grand Slam homers in a single game. Two. Both American and National League records. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on as a high fly ball in the center. Hunt under it. And makes the catch. Two away. And here's Jackie Brandt. So Larson hit a homer in the first inning. Pearson, the Grand Slammer, in the eighth. The Grand Slammer in the ninth, and both men came into the game late. Two for Kubek and one for Howard for New York. Jackie Brandt at bat. Right-hand batter. James pitches in there for a strike. Albie Pearson on deck. The delivery. Missed. Gets the outside corner. Strike two. Slow curve. Nothing in two. Ninth inning. Two outs. Four runs in for the Orioles. 15-9 New York. Here's the pitch. Fastball. In there. Strike three calls. And the ball game is over. Four runs for the Orioles. Two hits. No Yankee errors and no one left on. And the Yankees sweep the series from the Orioles. Winning today, 15-9. The Yankees' fourth win in a row. They've won as many games against Baltimore at the stadium now as they did all of 59. I remember the Orioles came in here and swept a series. The totals, the Yankees 15 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 5 left on, and the Orioles 9 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on. Jim Coates, who worked the first 8 innings, and who had pitched a 2-hit ball to the 8th and tied, giving up a grand slammer, and James worked the 9th. Coates, the winner. Jack Fisher, who started, is the loser. He didn't get anybody out in the first inning working for pitching to the first six batters. And then Jones came in and gave up successive homers to Howard and Kubek. Barber and Anderson finished up. And Fisher is the loser. The Boston Red Sox will be in here on Tuesday and the Washington Senators on Wednesday. And then the Western Club come in on May 3rd. Detroit on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. Kansas City Friday and Saturday afternoon. Saturday Ladies' Day. Chicago on Sunday the 8th. Cleveland on Tuesday night, the 10th, the first night game, and Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, the 11th and 12th.
Well, that was winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your friendly Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline to keep your car on the go. And P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer.